This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday the United States would produce 100,000 ventilators in 100 days, and that he had named White House aide Peter Navarro as the coordinator of the Defense Production Act. Speaking at a White House news conference, the president said that he invoked the act because of reluctance on the part of some American companies, including General Motors, to produce the ventilators needed to meet the coronavirus pandemic.
This afternoon, I invoked the Defense Production Act to compel General Motors to accept, perform, and prioritize federal contracts for ventilators.
Trump said there was a great chance the United States would not need so many ventilators to fight the coronavirus outbreak and would then help other countries in need. The president had come under criticism from some state governors, including New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, for not invoking the Defense Production Act earlier. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a record $2.2 trillion aid package meant to offset the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Among other things, the $2.2 trillion package has direct payments for many Americans, boosts in unemployment benefits, and help for businesses large and small.
It's there. It's substantial.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, shortly after the bill easily passed by voice vote, Kentucky Republican Thomas Massie had tried to force a roll call vote to put each member on the record. That would have delayed approval while forcing lawmakers to take risky flights here to Washington. His move infuriated President Trump, who called Massie a third-rate grandstander who should be thrown out of the GOP. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News.